All right. Okay. Dora Shavadura, we came out of a lot. Boy, you're rich, like a minute, I can't talk a minute of boss of a dumb. Come see that the Abish's midder is not like a midder of boss of a dumb. Minus boss of the dumb, Gavoya Roya as a Gavoya, that among people, a high person sees the high things, vain Gavoya Roya as a shuffle, he doesn't see the low down things that are outside of his field of vision. Abba Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came, the Ebeshez Midas, not as had who Gavoya, he's high up, Roya as a shuffle, but he sees the low down. Shenema, Tiroam Hashem, Vashuffle Yira, as a positive, Hashem is high up, but he sees the lowly. Amr Chis to be Tamei Mavos, but call other Shiesh Begasus Ruach, a person who's proud. Amr Hakadosh Baruch Hu, same expression, Ain Ani Bahu Yecholim Lo Dibar Olam. He and I can't live together in the world. Shenema Melosh Nima Feis Reu Oisa Asmis. The prophet says, somebody who says Lashon Hara in secret about his friend, I'll cut him off. Gvach Inayim Ruchad Leiva, somebody who's proud and has a broad heart, like he thinks very highly of himself. Oisa Lo Ochal, I can't be with, I can't stand him. I'll teach you Oisai, not him I can't stand, Elatitoi, Loyuchal. I can't be with such a person. And then there are those who say that instead, that the Abishah can't be with them, refers to people who speak Lashon Hara. The first half of the Pasuk talks about people who say Lashon Hara. Amar of Alexandri, Ko Adam Shiesh Begasus Ruach, a person who's proud, after the Ruach Kima Echautoi. Even a little wind destroys him. The Rashi says, "Puranas Tala Teraster Ma'abate," like even a little punishment like shakes him up and then destroys him. And I've seen other explanations also from other Mepharshim that it means like we don't know. You have people who think highly of themselves and like you know one thing doesn't go their way and like they're all to trouble. Shenem, of our Roshoyim Kayom Lig, Rosh, as the Pasuk says, Roshoyim are like the sea that churns. And you have to consider, my Yam Shiesh Bekam Revi, the sea has many times the Revius in it, so the Revius is only a couple ounces. Kayom Nigrash, like the sea that churns, like the waves are always churning, and yeah. So the sea has an Kam Revius, it has many Revius of water, and yet Ruach Kima Echarta, and even a little wind makes it turbulent and muddy. Adam Shain Ba'ala Rivias Achaz, a person who only has one Rivias of blood, because we learned in Nazir that one Rivias is considered to be like the essential amount of blood. That's the Dama Nefesh, yeah. Tosfos says over here specifically that it means, quotes from Rebbeinu Hanano, that specifically it means the blood that's in the heart, which is the essence of it. Anyway, so a person only has that one Rivias, Allah Kamavakama, how much more so that a Ruach stirs him up and causes him trouble. Marshall wants to say a different word. The word is not, Marshall says, a chartoi, that stirs them up and makes them turbulent and muddy and whatever, but rather a vartoi. It prevents him. And so Marshall says, because in various places you have this passage for Roshoyim Kayom Negrosh, the Roshoyim are like the churning waves of the sea. I'm talking about like Roshoyim are constantly trying to destroy the Jewish people, to dominate the whole world, whatever, and each time, like waves that come to the beach and then they break against the beach and nothing happens, you know, they go back. So the same way each time their plans are foiled. So therefore, like Ruach Kima, even a small win, a Vauto is enough to, rather than a Chauto, is enough to stop them. Even though they think they're so proud, they can do whatever they want, but a small Ruach from the Eidosh is enough to destroy all their plans. Omer of Chiva Ashi Omer Rav is a famous thing that he said before. Talmud Chacham Tzorek Sheheba Echad B'Shmoidim B'Shmines. A Talmud Chacham has to have 1/8 of 1/8. Okay, of Gassus Ruach. So why 1/8 of 1/8? Everybody has their own take on it. The Alter Rebbe has a mimer on it, which the Rebbe brought in a sicha, that what it means is that you have the Lamed Beis and Sivis Chochma, there's 32 paths of Chochma. You can associate 32 from the Chochma side and 32 from the Bina side, making 64. So one of those 64 should be the little bit of guidance that's appropriate for a Talmud Chacham. There's also the mimer in the Kutta Torah where the Alter Rebbe talks about the idea that this is at the beginning of a person's avodah. He has to start out with a little gas or ruach, because otherwise he won't even have the ability to approach the Eidoshter, to start coming close to the Eidoshter. Once you've gotten past that first little bit, then you need to get rid of it entirely, as the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines. Many other different explanations. Marshall says, actually, he says, Al Derech HaTzachos, he says, because if you have 1/64th, what's the next one after 1/64th? The next higher thing would be 1/63rd. 63 is Gematria gas. So you have to be careful not to be gas. You'll be just less than that. Then there's others. There's a famous verse that Torah said in the name of the only Goyen, and others that the Shmoina Shabashminis, the eighth parasha in the Torah, is by Yishlach. No, it means an eighth of an eighth, meaning the eighth one in the eighth thing. The eighth parasha, the eighth, no, it's 154, but wait. The, he learns it differently. The eighth parasha in the Torah is by Yishlach. The eighth pasuk in by Yishlach is Katonti, Mikolach HaFladim. So it's showing what is the gaiva of Hamad Chacham. Not really a gaiva at all, but rather a nivus, that I'm humbled by all the greatness that Yishlach has done for me. So I've heard it said in the name of Zonu Goyen and others as well.
The eighth parasha.
There's a similar verplach from Rav and Ivershitz and others that says if you look at Kapitul Kofi Tet of Tillin, it's got eight psukim for each letter. So if you look at the letter Ches, what are the eight, among the eight psukim over there you have is Chavarani L'chol Asher Yerucha. I'm a friend, I'm a colleague to all those who fear Hashem. So what the Shmoina Shabashminis is that a person should feel I'm able to be a chaver to anybody who's a Yorei Hashem. I'm not higher than them.
I mean,
you failing? No, it's not the eighth capital. It's the eighth pasuk of Oiz Ches. It's not actually the eighth pasuk. It's one of the eight psukim. It's one of the eight psukim in Oiz Ches, in the letter Ches, in Kapitul Kuf Yutet. This little tiny bit of gasas ruach, when appropriate, is like a crown for a talmid chacham, like the sasa, like that hair that we talked about before, that's on top of the ear of grain. Amar Rava, the shanta the istay or the shanta the lestay, a person who has gasas ruach deserves to be in shanta, but a person who doesn't have any also deserves to be in shanta. Also deserves to be in Chayim, because Gafas HaRuach is bad, as we've been saying all this time, but again, you need a tiny bit of it, Rashi says, because you need the people of the city, you need to have a little Derech Eretz for such a person, so they should be able to give a Musar, etc. So therefore, Shantav Lev, Tamar Chacham, who doesn't have any, is also not a good thing. Amr of Nachmi, it's for Nachmi, it says, Lomi Novel and Iksasa. No, not it, and not any part of it. Because, I mean, it's a small thing that the Pasuk says about it, the abomination to Hashem is anything that's any person who's proud. Well, actually, there is a bit of discussion among on the face of it, there is, but on the other hand, you know, it's an interesting thing. Usually, when the Gemara wants to present a machlokes, it would be Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omar. Omar of Nachman Yitzchok is usually introducing a new statement that's not arguing with the previous one. But actually, it's interesting. There are Mepharshim who argue that Rav Nachman Yitzchok is not necessarily disagreeing with Rav Chiya Abba, Rav Chiya Ashi. He's talking on a different level. In Lechut Levi Yitzchok, there's a letter that Rav Levick wrote his son Rebbe discussing this issue of whether that Rav Levick says that in fact Rav Nachman Yitzchok is not arguing. He's talking about the Rav Chiya Ashi Yamarav is talking about at a very early stage of your avodah, like the Alter Rebbe says over there in the Lechut Torah. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok is talking about afterwards that in reality you shouldn't have any of it. The Rebbe also discusses it himself under Shimus and then has a different explanation of how to understand the thing. Again, that's talking about not two different times in avodah, but two different levels. A person's tefillah is not heard by the Ebishter unless he makes his heart like flesh. Meaning, don't be proud and stubborn like a heart of stone. Every month, when Mashiach comes, all flesh will come to bow before the Ebishter. Only the ones who are flesh will come and daven, because they'll be listening to Rav Gafia, Ruch, like Avoy, but the proud people, there shouldn't bother coming. That's what Rashi says. Amr Abzera, you have another thing. If you look in the Sukkim about Saras, when the Pasuk mentions the word Basar, flesh, then it speaks of Venirpa, that the person has Saras and has flesh, and that it's healed. Adam like Sid Vav and Nirpa, but earlier when the pasuk starts by saying Adam ki yiyah ba'or b'sareh seis es ha'pachas, doesn't say anything about it being healed, which means, in other words, therefore Rashi says, so when you have somebody who's humble and soft like basar, then it's much easier for them to be healed. When a person is kasha kadama, is hard like dirt, then they don't heal so easily. Ein refuah l'makos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Adam, the word Adam, why is a person called that, stands for Afer Dam Mara. Ashes, blood, and Mara, bile. Basically, Rashi says, in other words, like a person is a garnish. A person should realize, you know, there's no reason to be proud. Rashi talks about also that specifically dam has to do with dam has to do with machlos, and then mara has to do with also when the various fluids, including mara, in a person's body are out of whack and they become sick. So therefore, it's all expressing this idea that a person shouldn't think of themselves as any big deal. A person is many achilas, or a weak creature. Bosser stands for busha srucha rima. The word bosser stands for busha, embarrassment, srucha, spoiled, rima, and worm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then another version is that the sin of bosser doesn't stand for srucha, but rather sha'ol. It stands for sha'ol, because that's where the body and the makom sha'ol base is. The person ends up in sha'ol, in the grave. Just a bishin, because again, you have the sense of a shin. Bosser, even though it's a sin, you can read it as if it was a shin. Yeah. Amar Rashi, kol adam sheyesh begasas haruach, a person who has gasas haruach, let's say it's nifkas, eventually gets broken down. Not the pachas ba'anashim, Rashi says, it becomes lesser among people. Shenema, v'las ha'eis, v'las ha'pachas, because the pasuk says, v'las ha'eis, and the simple meaning, these are different kinds of saras. V'las ha'eis is one type, sapachas is another, they're different shades of white. But we're darshaning, v'ein se'eis el aloshim gavoya, the word se'eis means raised up. Shenema v'alkola horim aromim v'alkola gvoris ha'nisois. The pasuk says, all the high mountains and all the lofty hills. So se'eis means high up, like a proud. V'ein sapachas el aloshim. And the word sapachas means something secondary, like something that has no importance of its own. It has to be stuck onto something else to have any importance. Shenema sfocheni no al achatonis lechol paslochem, a nevuah that the Eibishter sent to Eli, that because of your children's avedus, their children are going to end up that they have no cheshivus of their own. They're going to have to go to the kohen gadol or whoever's in charge and ask him, make me sfocheni no, make me like an appendage to one of the mishmaris of kohenim, so I have bread to eat. You see that sapachas means like a secondary thing, some kind of no cheshivus of its own.
Because what?
Because of Eli, because of his sons of Eris, because they would be involved with the Kodshim and various other things.
So he requested that? Actually?
No, so the Navi comes to the Navi, the Rashi says over there it was O'Connor, comes to Eli with a long Navuah, saying that among other things your children are going to be killed in battle, which that can happen later on, and then eventually your descendants are going to be instead of right now you're the Kohen Gadol and you're the leader of the Jewish people, eventually your descendants are going to be so low that they won't even have any chshivus of their own. Like, they'll have to come and beg to be included in one of the mishmaris of Kohenim but the point is, we're saying that Sfacheni means secondary. Therefore, Sapachas, also Mas'eis, brings to Sapachas, that's the point. Se'eis, being raised up, brings to Sapachas. The Gemara is just using this Pasuk Sfacheni no, as an example of how the Shoyer Sapach means secondary. I'm Rebbe Shimon Levi. Come see how great people who are humble are before the Eibishter. When the Bismetash was standing, Adam Makrav Ola Skar Ola. A person brings an Ola, then he has the Skar of an Ola to his credit. Mincha, yes, Skar Mincha Vyade. Avamisha Daita Shvala, but somebody who is humble, Mala Alavakas of Kilis is Kolak of Banas Kulam. Then the pastor considers it as if he brought all the different kinds of Kobanas. Shenema Zivche, Elekin Ruach Nishvara. The Koban Nois, Zivche is plural, of Elekin is a broken spirit. Incidentally, the Alphabet brings on this in Tanya from the Zoya. You know, when you get down to it, usually Korbanos are usually associated with the name Havaya. All over in Chumash Vayikra, it's always Ishel Hashem Reach Nechoyach and other. And this is the only place Elikin.
Why?
Because the carbon that so to speak addressed to the midah of the Eibishter Yudkei Vavkei is the carbon of an animal. What carbon is addressed to Shem Elikin? What carbon is addressed to midah Adin? Is tshuva, leiv nishbur v'nitka. A person is humble and does tshuva. That's the kind of korban that goes to other kin. To midas hadin. The loyod, and not only that, ela she'en tefillah sinim eses. His tefillah won't be rejected. Shenema leiv nishbur v'nitka elikim leisiz. A broken and humbled heart, Hashem, you won't reject. For Amar Rav Shimon Levi, kol hashom erchotev la'olam hazeh. Anybody who carefully weighs out his ways in this world. Which so Rashi says it means mechashem hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchari. He considers, for example, like it says in Perek Yavis, consider the downside of doing this mitzvah, but on the other hand, what's the upside, the reward, that the fact that I'm coming closer to the Eibishter, vice versa with Avedis. The different explanation also, which goes, the Gemara mentions this concept in Moed Katan also. It mentions that one of the Chachamim over there had a Talmud who would always ask him questions during his shiurim. But when it came to Shabbos at the Rigla, when it came to the Shabbos during Yom Tov, when everybody would come to the drasha to hear the drasha and halacha or whatever, this Talmud would not ask. And the Rebbe appreciated that, because why didn't he? He didn't want to embarrass his Rebbe in public. It's one thing when they're learning together privately, ask whatever you want, but in public. And therefore he said on him this pasuk, Ashomer Chosa, that he's being careful. To ask questions is in fact a good thing, but there's evaluating when is it going to have good results and when not. That's what we mean by Ashomer Chosa. Hashom literally means like Shuma, like a person evaluates his ways. Evaluate, not just like Rashi is saying, is it appropriate, do I want to do a mitzvah, or do I want to do an aveda, but more than that, is this the appropriate time to do this mitzvah, or is there a better way to do it? So I call Hashem HaChosah by the Mazeh, anybody who carefully evaluates his ways in this world, he'll be zoicha to see the saving of the Eivishter, that'll save the Jewish people. The pasuk says somebody who places his way, I'll show him the salvation of Eivishter. I'll take a bisham with a sin, ela bisham derech. So bisham meaning meloshen shuma that we just said. Evaluates his ways. Eivishter says, I'll show him my saving. Okay. Now back to halacha tomorrow. The Mishnah said, "Ketzed Makane Lachola." That how does the husband do kinui to his wife? So he started off by saying that the husband says to his wife, "Al Dabri Mishpleni," don't speak with so and so. And then we said, if she speaks with him, no problem. But if she has sira with him, then there's a problem. And it says, "Hogufakasha," you have a contradiction in the Mishnah. Amrit Amalav Efneshnayim Al Dabri Mishpleni Zeh. You start off by saying that he says in front of two witnesses, don't speak with this person. Alma Dibur Sira, which means that just speaking with him would already be considered sira. But then the Mishnah continues, that if she speaks with him, she's still allowed to have relations with her husband, and she's still allowed to eat truma if she's an Eishes Kayan. So we see that speaking with the guy she's cultured with is not a problem. I'm going to buy a hachakama. Right, what the Mishnah means, Abaya says it like this. If she says, al tadabri, the Dibra, if he tells her don't speak, and she spoke with and she spoke with him, or he says Al Tadabri Venistra, or he says don't speak, and she had stira with him, the Loy Klum, then there's no problem at all. Saying Al Tadabri Ima is not considered a kinui. Al Tsosri, but if he says to her, don't seclude yourself with the guy, the Dibra Ima, and then if she only spoke with him, Adain Materas Lebesa or Materas Lachabatruma, but if Nishna Sahima Lebesa saves him, at that point, after he said Al Tsosri, not Al Tadabri, if he said, "Al tisasri," don't seclude yourself with the guy. And then she secluded herself with him, v'shasa k'dei tumah, and then she was in there k'dei tumah, after l'beisa v'asa v'lecha b'tumah, and then she's not allowed to have relations with her husband, and she's not allowed to eat tumah.
What?
No, after l'beisa doesn't mean she's not allowed to be in the same house. It means she's also to have relations with her husband.
But if just in case, yeah. So divorce is not considered safe.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
That's an
outside. Right. So Tosfos points out, I mean, we learned in Ksubas, for example, we had a case where the Mishnah mentioned Ru'u Medaberes, that if Adam saw her speaking with somebody, and they say to her, Mati Rishalish there, what's the story with this person, and there the Gemara brings an opinion that Medaberes actually means Nistera, so why don't we say that over here? The reason is, because then the Mishnah is saying that Dibra Ima is not a problem, and that Nistera Ima is a problem. So obviously they're not the same thing. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "Vimes chalitzas," that if he dies, she does chalitza rather than yibum if they didn't have any children. Amai. So the question is, the Mishnah said that this soita, where her husband warned her al tisasri mishpoi, and she was nifty with him up till she drinks the soita water. If at that point, before she drinks, her husband dies and they didn't have children, then she does only chalitza with his brother, not yibum.
Oh,
But that's the question. Am I just yabim nami yabumi? Why shouldn't she do yibum? What's the problem? Amar Rav Yosef, look, the pasuk says v'yotzim beisa. The pasuk says that if a man sees in his wife ervas dover, something improper, then it says she leaves his house after he divorces her. The whole chavahoyta leishacha, and she goes and becomes the wife of another man, which implies leishacha v'loy leyavam, or only another man, not the yavam, who would be considered it's not considered like a whole nother. It's not a acher, like somebody from outside the family. So okay, here we're not.
Before she drank the water.
Yeah, so we're not talking about... Yeah, okay, so the point is, Rashi says, in other words, the point is like this. The Pasuk doesn't have to tell us that once she has a get, she's allowed to remarry. Why not? It has to be that the Pasuk is talking about a case where Motzaba Ervas Dover, he found an Ervas Dover, which is the case of Amishnah. He warned her and then there was Stira. But at that point, he didn't divorce her yet. So Kimotzaba Ervas Dover, then what he should be doing is he should be divorcing her, and then no matter what, regardless, however, she leaves his house, whether she got divorced or whether before he had a chance to divorce her, she died. He died. If she wants to marry somebody else, it has to be Leish Acher, not for the Yavam. And because the Yavam can't be called Ish Acher, Rashi says because she's not an Acher. She's only a Surah in his Kechis. She's only a Skukah to him because based on her marriage to his brother. So he can't be called Acher, like somebody completely out of left field.
That's only after Stira.
That's what we're saying. However, by that logic, in that case, then she shouldn't need chalitza either. If she's not subject to Yibum, if she's completely out of the picture, then she'd be like an Yibumist. And yeah, Amalei sort of Yosef tells him, look, think of it this way: if the husband was still alive, wouldn't she need a get in order to be allowed to remarry? Well, then hashtanami tiboy chalitza. Fine, the husband is not alive anymore. Nevertheless, the pasuk is giving her a heter to marry an ishacher. But you still have to have something. So if you can't have Yibum because of Ishacher, then necessarily you have to have Chalitza, which is in the play, which stands instead of a get, basically.
Either one has to.
Yeah.
I don't understand why can't you be Miyam
her? You can't be Miyam her because the positive is saying the whole of the Ishacher. The Ishacher implies that the second marriage has no connection with the first.
By
it doesn't say this by a Sota, that's the thing. It says this in Kisetze, when the Torah is talking about the dinim of divorce. The pasuk starts off as ki yikach ish isho v'ala v'hayim l'simsav chen v'enav. Here's the key thing: ki matzav ervas dover. He found in her an ervas dover, an improper behavior, which we're assuming over here means the kinyan stira. Then the pasuk says v'chosav l'asev v'chrisis. He writes to a guest v'chosav v'nasam v'yadav v'shochem v'beis. Well, yotzav v'beis. She leaves his house v'chosav v'yisal l'ishachem. She'll be married, and then the pasuk continues with the scenario: she marries somebody else. He dies or divorces her. She's not allowed to return to her first husband. Back in Yevamos, the Gemara explained that pasuk also, besides that these sukkim are talking about divorce and remarriage, it's also teaching us certain dinim about the soita. It teaches us the concept that the soita is also to her husband, because achrei asher u'kama. So we're also, Rashi's saying over here that the whole thing about v'yosem ebeisa is extra. Because of course, once he divorces her, she leaves his house and she can remarry. What's the chiddush? The chiddush has to be that even if all you have is the first half, you don't yet have the chos of l'sefer krisis. You don't yet have that he wrote her again. Nevertheless, at that point he died, and therefore v'yotzim v'beis, she's leaving his house not because of a get, because he didn't give her one, but because he died. She can only go and marry an ish acher, somebody who's married, who marriage to him is going to have nothing to do with her marriage to the original husband. So not a yavam.
What do we know? Ish acher also belongs to.
That's because it's all in continuation over there. It's a series of psukim over there. The Ista Amri, another version, Amr Rav Yosef, Rachman Amr Rav Yosef, and Beisiv, Ahachal Ahaisal Ishacher, that Rav Yosef says, we learn it as follows. The Pasuk says she leaves his house and goes and marries another man. That meaning, in other words, we're saying the husband should be getting rid of her so that her znus doesn't destroy his house. Because as we said before, Znus Lebesa can destroy the household. You want to say that she should get Yibum? Why? I mean, if the whole point is that her behavior is dangerous to the household, why would you want her? Why would you assume the Torah wants the Yavam to have to marry her? Say fine. In that case, by that logic, she shouldn't be able to marry anybody else, so she doesn't destroy his household. By the way, Tosus brings about this thing, brings from Rebbe Hanano an interesting thing, that not only, fine, you could argue that, like Abaye is arguing, her marriage to anybody can destroy the household. In the case of Yibum, that's exactly the opposite of the purpose of Yibum. The purpose of Yibum is to rebuild. So how can you know? So, okay, still, though, if you're going to argue that her behavior is going to destroy the household, wouldn't it apply to another person? Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda tells him, fine, when it comes to somebody else, you're not forcing him to marry her. When it comes to a Yavam, on the other hand, there is a mitzvah involved. So you can argue, you can't put a mitzvah on such a person to do it. If somebody else wants to marry her, if he wants to take his chances, fine, you know, you can't prevent that. But you can't force a Yavam to have to marry her. But Chalitza, you can do. for the Gemara. Thank you, Jim.